WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, well, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Two Door Cinema Club, Sarah Watkins, and Gringo Starr. Today's reissue song is from Sibo Mato off of their breakout Stereotype A release. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Lydia Lovelace, and I decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new song from a new band. They are Softer Still. Softer Still is a mixed-gender dream pop indie quartet from Surrey, England. This new band has a new song. In fact, it's their debut single. It's called New Age, and it's a lovely, airy tune with some jangly guitars. On first listen, I immediately reposted it to my SoundCloud page. They went to the band's Facebook page and liked them so I can keep track of what they're doing. See what you think. New music from Softer Still here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll be right back. 3, a better time for both of us, with skinny jeans and roll-ups.
New music from The Academic here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. The Academic is an indie alt-rock four-piece from Mullingar, Ireland. They're fronted by Craig Fitzgerald and supported by Dean Gavin and the brothers Murtaugh, Stephen, and Matt. It's the old story. Lads met at high school and decided to form a band. That was in 2013. 2015, they released their debut EP, Loose Friends, to some good press. And they are back this year with a new single called Mixtape 2003, which is set for release on August 12th. Changing musical direction with a new track from a band called Sea Waves. All one word. Been playing them. They've been releasing singles here, which is nice. Sea Waves is a self-described, and I quote here, dream pop slash indie-tronica duo from Manchester, England, comprising of Cy Van Brussel and Benjamin... Daniel Benjamin, who united through an analogous life experiences at the end of 2012, paralleled with mutual appreciation of the emotional perceptions obtained within dreams and reflecting those same feelings in both audio and visual form, unquote. The twosome is absolutely blowing up in Europe. The song I have for you now is the third single that I procured from them since March. This one is called 1960s. New music from Sea Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from The Caress here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. The Caress is an indie rock trio based in southeast London. They are three brothers, Tom, Ben, and Sam Easton. The boys formed their band in December of 2015, and you just sampled their debut single, which is, I would say, lush and sublime. It's called Why Don't We Take a Walk by the Sea. It's unavailable here yet in the United States. If you want to check it out, again, the lads have made a video of this track, and I posted it at my website, which is tksmusic.com.
This is Barry Sanders. As a pro football player, I know that our bodies aren't built for bone-crushing impact. Brain injuries can be dangerous, resulting in consequences that can last long after the game. One example is uncontrollable outbursts of crying or laughing, possible signs of a neurologic condition called pseudo-bulbar effect, or PBA. PBA can result in a variety of neurologic conditions or brain injuries. So visit TacklePBA.org and talk to your doctor. Let's tackle this treatable condition together.
Brought to you by TacklePBA.org, the Brain Injury Association of America, and the Gridiron Greats.
Next up is a band I found because I followed their record label, Paper Garden Records, on SoundCloud. They are Emmanuel and the Fear. Now, Emmanuel and the Fear are six members strong with two gals and four guys with instruments that include the flute, violin, and cello. They describe themselves as, quote, a rocky, psychedelic, folky mess with strings and analog synths and stuff, unquote. This breadth and variety creates, at times, a folk chamber style. The latest effort is a standalone single. It's called I Believe, and it came out, I guess, about 6 weeks ago. New music from Emmanuel and the Fear here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Lydia Lovelace right after the latest here from Two Door Cinema Club. New music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. And I first found Two Door Cinema Club back in 2009, and I would say that they were my first big music discovery. This trio is from Belfast, Northern Ireland. They grew from an unsigned indie to a label-supported, slickly-produced, full-force band. Glasnost Records picked them up a couple years back, took their really good early songs, remixed, and repackaged them to release their record label debut album, Tourist History. They headline their shows now. The boys are readying to release their third full-length album, Game Show, in October of this year. The song I just aired is Are We Ready? Parenthetically, Wreck. It's the album's pre-release single. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. My pick today is Lydia Loveless. I first found Lydia back in 2011 in August, I think it was, and the release of her album Indestructible Machine. She has matured since the early brash days into an outstanding country rock and blues singer-songwriter. She followed that debut album with a strong sophomore effort entitled Somewhere Else. Lydia is getting ready to release her third album, and this one is titled Real. It has a street date of August 19th. The song I have for you is the pre-release single. It's called Longer. So this is Lydia Loveless as our Lineage feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Lydia Lovelace with Really Want to See You, which was released in 2014 off her Somewhere Else album. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing the playlist, you can also take a look at some videos that I have housed there and also some links for some free downloads. It's all there, available online. Check it out, tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Sibo Matto. The album that has been reissued is Stereotype A. Usually, I would say these reissues, I find pretty well-known artists, but this band, Sibo Matto, isn't quite in the same category as like The Police or The Cars. I would say, however, this is a really good album. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Wanted to mention also that Sibo Matto actually stands for Italian for crazy food. I found that out this morning when I was doing research. They are a New York-based band. They are formed by two Japanese women, Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori. They started in 1994. Initially, the lyrics of their songs were primarily concerned with food before expanding into a broader subject matter following the addition of Sean Lennon, John and Yoko's son. This album came out in 1999, and some songs worth your attention are Spoon, King of Silence, and this one, Flowers. So this is Sibo Matto with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Your best. It's time that we both stop faking.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was some new stuff from Sarah Watkins. You may remember her from her years with Nickel Creek. All three former members of the band are out doing their own thing. Anyway, Sarah is continuing her turn on the solo train with a third solo release. Even though this is something she's doing on her own, on the credits you can still find Sarah's brother and Chris Teal helping out on the project. The new album is Young in All the Wrong Ways, and I just played for you a deeper cut from the album, which is called One Last Time. Next on the playlist is a new song from a band called Honey Boy Karen Crow and the New Orleans Trauma Unit, which is a great name for a band. Honey Boy Karen Crow fronts this hard-to-classify indie outfit. Their sound moves from indie pop to indie soul to places which I don't even know how to describe. The album's designated single, Wasted Time, is really good, but however, I was drawn to a deeper cut from the just-released collection. This one's called Get Up. New music from Honey Boy Karen Crow and the New Orleans Trauma Unit here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I just wanna love you, I just wanna give you, I just wanna show you how we gonna get down. Can we love today?
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Closing off, that two-song set was a new music from Gothic Tropic. The driving force behind Gothic Tropic is Cecilia Della Parrudi. She comes from a very musical family. Her father was a composer and a jazz musician, and her mother was a vocalist and a music teacher. Cecilia is also a touring multi-instrumentalist and has been on the road with the bands Borns, Charlie XCX, and Night Terrors of 1927. Between tours, Miss Parrudi finds time to write and record her own material. The song you just sampled there is called Stronger, and it is her latest single. Next on the playlist is something new from Gringo Starr. And I just love that name. So Gringo Starr, they're a quartet out of Atlanta, Georgia, fronted by brothers Nick and Peter Frugarelli, and completed by Pete DiLorenzo and Matt McAlvin. I listened to several tracks on the new album, which is called The Sides and In Between, and I really liked what I heard. I had difficulty picking just one tune for the show, but you know that is a delicious dilemma to have. I ended up settling on Heading South. New music from Gringo Starr here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from Late Bloomers. This relatively new band is a trio, and they are from Copenhagen, Denmark. They describe their music as, quote, guitar pop in the tradition of the bands of, like, the Go-Betweens, Real Estate, and Smith Westerns. They've just released this single, Without Your Love. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of Music You Might Otherwise Miss.